For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial, airing Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 920, The Answer.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference right here in our community.
From the Hensler Financial Studios, this is Cobb Life from the Marietta Daily Journal. I'm Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group, and we appreciate you locking us in this week. Your show lineup is presented by Credit Union of Georgia, and May's calendar is chock full of festivals and events in Cobb County. We've been busy working a number of them. Big Shanty in Kennesaw, Spring Jonquil in Smyrna, Taste of Marietta, May Retta Days, so many. And this week we bring you some fun we had last weekend at Smoke on the Lake in Ackworth. We'll visit with the Dream Team, Jay White and Stephanie Cull. They're both active in the Ackworth community with events and supporting the community. They also happen to be engaged, which means their dream dynamics are going to be even stronger shortly. Jay is the loan closer, and Steph is a real estate agent. So whether you need a refi or looking to buy a home, they've got you. Later on, we'll circulate through the barbecue competition here, catching up with the Piedmont Church team and Smokin' and Jokin', the Kingsford Charcoal team. But coming up, we get together with Kathy Winarczyk of Credit Union of Georgia, a great sponsor of ours, as well as a supporter of many other things Cobb and Cherokee. That visit kicks the show off, and it comes your way next. You're listening to Cobb Life from the MDJ.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
When it comes to solving complex engineering challenges, there's only one name you need to know, Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Our team of experts has years of experience and uses the latest technology to provide innovative solutions for all your home needs. From foundation repair to waterproofing and drainage solutions, we've got you covered. We work with both residential and commercial clients, and we're committed to providing excellent customer service every step of the way. And with our state-of-the-art equipment and top-quality materials, you can be confident that your project will be completed to the highest standards. So why settle for less when you can have the best? Call Engineered Solutions of Georgia today to schedule your free consultation and see how we can help you tackle any engineering challenge.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. 678-ESOG-MAP.
And we're back on Cobb Life. Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. Cobb Life is a presentation of the Marietta Daily Journal. And we're happy to be visiting with a great representative of one of our sponsors, among other things, in the community. This is Kathy Winarczyk, who is the Business Development Officer for Credit Union of Georgia. And Kathy, I was going to say long time no see, but it hasn't been that long. I saw you at the Smoke on the Lake Festival over the weekend. How's your day going?
It's going great. Had a busy day today. Smoke on the Lake, like you mentioned, was a great event. We were right across from each other. Lots of folks coming through.
Credit Union of Georgia is involved in a lot of things in the community, and obviously that kind of fits right into your wheelhouse, so to speak. And when you're at events like that, you're typically the or one of the representatives that's out at these events and being part of the community.
Yes, that is most of my job, is being at the events, at the schools, any of the 5Ks, golf tournaments. You'll usually see me there at the booth, giving out goodies, talking to people, networking. Yeah, that's usually my role in those kind of events.
You all were recently one of the top 25 in the Cobb Chamber Small Business of the Year Award. You didn't win it, but there are a lot of great small businesses in Cobb County. This is about as thriving a business county, I think, as you could find in the United States of America. It's kind of an honor to make that when you consider how much business this county has, too.
It is definitely an honor to make that. We were named one of the top 25 through the Cobb Chamber. There are over 30,000 businesses in Cobb County. The Chamber has over 2,700 members, so it was truly an honor to be named by them one of the top 25.
It's right in their statement. The Cobb Chamber knows that small businesses are vital to the country's economic health and success, and it cuts right to companies that serve as the economic backbone of the Ding Ding community.
That's right. Credit Union Georgia has been around since 1960 in Cobb County, serving Cobb County. So yes, we definitely help the community thrive. We want to be out there helping the local businesses, do what we can to help them. The school systems, anything we can be a part of, we'll usually jump in and get involved.
We were talking a little bit ago before we sat down and got started here, and one of the things you were referencing is the face-to-face elements. You were talking about the West Cobb Business Association, and those business association events are great because, and I think it's a lost art in the social media era, that the face-to-face interaction and the in-person interaction is kind of a lost art in the technological age we live in, but it has a whole lot of value, and those who recognize and I think place that value appropriately are the ones who thrive.
I agree. The business associations have been a great resource for us. We've jumped in and gotten involved in four of different ones that are close to our local Cobb County branches. I actually served as president of West Cobb Business Association. I'm still on the board there. I serve on the board of Marietta Business Association. And it's such a great benefit to the credit union because they see our name, my face on the directories, and they call if they need a car loan or if they need an account and call to ask advice. So yeah, that's a great resource for anyone to join any of the business associations.
I really became more active in those and regret the fact I didn't do it sooner, but about the time I started to work here, I got more involved in the business associations around the county. And honestly, I know a lot of those people from various broadcast assignments and things like that, but the doors that it opens, the value of the networking and all of that, you can't put a price on that when you're a business and the networking value.
You really can't. I mean, if you are a regular to the networking events, the luncheons, you'll get to know the best people serving Cobb County, that you will have a resource for everything. If someone said, who would you recommend for roofing? Who would you recommend for home improvements? You know, insurance, whatever the business may be, someone's going to pop in my head that I have been working with for the past several years, and I'm going to say, oh, give such and such a call because they're a great resource for you.
What are some of the things generally and in a larger picture that the credit union does in the community?
Some of the larger things are we work with the school system. We started way back in 1960, and we started as an educators credit union. So we're still very involved in the school system. North Cobb, we sponsor their football program, Marietta High School, Kell High School. There are several of the Cobb County high schools that we sponsor. Those are our bigger events. We also participate in many 5Ks, golf tournaments that are within our area in Cobb County that we serve, local charities. We have five that we serve in Cobb County, and we participate in those events and take up food or whatever their drive may be at the time to assist the local charities as well.
Can you discuss from your angle anyway the difference between a credit union and a bank? Obviously, one is not for profit and one is. But I think the personalized service element in an era when I can walk into my bank branch and there's nothing but a machine there. I like to deal with people.
Me too. Yeah, well, the difference is, you know, we're local, so our branches are in Cobb County and Cherokee County. Our president's office is in Kennesaw on Giles Road. So that is one of the things that I like to tell people. You know, if you really had an issue, our president is right around the corner in Kennesaw. All of our people are local. Most of them live near the branches they work at. They serve in the communities with me. They're out at the events. So the local people, I think, is a huge asset of ours.
I think in the times that we're into economically, having a trust relationship with people that you actually know rather than just an account somewhere that you administer to, and there's great convenience in that, don't get me wrong, which you all offer just like any bank does. But I think having the ability to deal with people and get to know people, there's a lot of value in that.
Oh, there is a lot of value. Like I said earlier, if you need a referral for anything, you can reach out to any of us and we're happy to get you to the right person within the credit union. We have an in-house mortgage department. We all know each other. We come together and have meetings and we have promotions that are great. So we can refer you to the person for the mortgages or for real estate or business loans, whatever you're looking for. We have someone to help.
We're visiting with Kathy Winarczyk, who is the Business Development Officer at Credit Union of Georgia. This is Cobb Life from the Marietta Daily Journal. I'm Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. How best can one become a member? Obviously, it's not a difficult thing, but what's the easiest way to become a member?
The easiest way is to go online to our website and join that way. But if you're like me, a people person, I like to go in and get to know the people that I'm going to be working with, coming in and seeing at the credit union. So you can come into the credit union. All it takes is a $10 deposit into a savings account. That's your membership at the credit union, and then you're eligible for all the other accounts and services that we offer.
Now, how long have you been with Credit Union of Georgia?
I have been with Credit Union Georgia for 7 years.
Have you always been in the financial and banking industry, or is it something that you changed courses at one point or the other?
No, I've always been in the financial industry. I started working actually at the Credit Union when it was Mako Educators Federal Credit Union, went into the banking world for a few years, and then I came back to the Credit Union because I always had that love for credit unions and knew that was something that I was passionate about and wanted to get back into.
We're greatly appreciative not only of the support that Credit Union of Georgia gives the BG Ad Group and our news podcast and all the different things that we do here, but we also appreciate so much what you all do in the community. Thanks so much for coming by and spending some time today. And one last thing, you know, we're talking about dealing with people or dealing with machines. My wife actually used to bake Christmas stuff for the people who used to work at our bank branch. You can't do that for a machine.
You cannot. And we appreciate that. We still get those goodies around Christmas time as well. All our members that know us and have gotten to know us through the years bring goodies to us. But yeah, that's part of the relationships that we love.
Well, thanks again for coming and spending some time with us today. Again, greatly appreciate the support of Credit Union of Georgia and all the things you all do in the community.
All right, Brian, thanks for having me.
That is Kathy Winarczyk, who is the Business Development Officer for Credit Union of Georgia, spending some time with us here on Cobb Life. And we're back with more of Cobb Life after a quick timeout. You're listening to Cobb Life from the MDJ. Summer scorching heat is here, but fear not. Don't let your house turn into a blast furnace. Call the trusted experts at Daco Systems. At Daco Systems, we do things the old-fashioned way, believing in hard work, quality, and honest communication to ensure your satisfaction. Our service technicians are highly trained and certified, staying up to date with the latest industry standards. You can trust our expertise to keep you cool. Worried about costs? We've got you covered. Daco Systems offers free estimates, and if we do the repairs, there's no diagnostic fee. If you're in need of a new system, we understand the financial strain. That's why we provide financing options and a 100% performance guarantee. When you choose Daco Systems, exceptional service and professionalism are guaranteed from every member of our team. Stay cool this summer and enjoy peace of mind. Call Daco Systems today at 770-209-2261 or visit us at dacosystems.com. Daco Systems, your premier train comfort specialist.
I remember when I was going to prom. I was so excited and I wanted to look my best. It was a big night for me. I had the perfect dress and date, so of course I wanted my hair to be perfect too. There was only one place to go. My mother took me to Elon Salon in Marietta. My stylist took the time to make sure that she knew exactly what I wanted. After our consultation, she cut and colored my hair, and she even did my makeup. I had never felt so pretty. My date was in awe. When it was time for my daughter to go to her prom, there was only one place I was going to take her, Elon Salon. She had the same best experience too. Her stylist cut and colored her hair, and she even got her nails done. She looked so beautiful. I was so proud to be her mom. Elon Salon treated her like a princess. It doesn't have to be prom season to look your best.
Elon Salon, 695 Piedmont Road in Marietta. Also visit elonsalon.com to schedule your appointment and to browse the menu of their services to see how beautiful you want to look. Or give them a call at 770-427-8698. Elon Salon, the hair color specialists.
There were a number of teams competing at Smoke on the Lake. We wandered around a bit and caught up with our buddy Marlon Longacre of the Piedmont Church team. Marlon's, of course, a familiar voice. Heck, he's practically a co-host on this show. But in his role as community pastor, he is everywhere. All the festivals and Pretty much if there's an event in Cobb, you can figure on seeing Marlon there. Then a little later, we stop at Smokin' and Jokin', which is the Kingsford Charcoal Team. Take a listen. We're at the Piedmont Church tent here at the Smoke on the Lake Festival, and it's getting close now to where they're going to announce the winners. How do you like your chances, Marlon?
We did our best. That's all you can do at this time. I think we fixed about over 22 Boston butts, and
wow.
We ran out of that. We ran out of all the stuff that we've done. We ran out of tricks. We ran out of everything. So hopefully we can have enough go tickets, but it doesn't matter. I mean, we're here for charity. That's why, because right. North Cobb Rotary, all the money goes to charity, and Piedmont did their part.
It's been a fun event. This is the first one of these I've been to. What are the differences between where it used to be as opposed to where it is this year, Logan Farm Park?
Well, we started off in the old days. I mean, we've been with the beginning when it was at, Cobble Park down there at Lake Ackworth, and the event has grown. The sponsorships, I think, with the Rotary Club, JRM management's got involved, so you have more sponsorships, more people included, more barbecue teams have been included, but the spirit of the event's always been there. You know, once they get the weather and then they moved it over here to Logan Park, you know, the crowds have always wanted to come. I mean, we've had some years of tough weather, but we've done our best, but it's just grown, man.
You've become somewhat of a fixture on Cobb life, man. Every one of these festivals, that's the role of a community pastor, though. Can you talk a little bit about the opportunity for you to get out in these communities and get to know people and network with all these different people? You really probably know more people in this county than anybody.
Well, at Piedmont, and even, you got to remember, I started at this event when I was at North Star, when I was community pastor there for their church, and it's the same philosophy, you know, but Ike and Mike, pastors, but we want to get out. The goal was when we first started not to plant a church, but reach a community.
Right.
And so not everybody's going to, just because you put a sign out front, it's going to, hey, come to us. You know, we wanted to go to where they are. And then one of the biggest things that we do in the community is we cooperate with the community. And I'd say one of the biggest mistakes that churches make with community outreach is they don't know what goes on in their community.
Right.
You have the church calendar, but you also have a community calendar. They don't know, like, this coming up week is, you know, the end of the year projects for schools, or you got great events like this, you got the Rotary Club. And then a lot of what you see, Brian, the Rotary Club here is like 30 to 40 charities
right.
that we already support anyway. So why not help them raise money and meet the needs there as well, you know? And in the meantime, put our church out in front of 10 to 12,000 people, man.
Well, it's been fun for us to be here, and obviously we're composing this Cobb life based on the experiences and the fun we're having here today, and it's great. I mean, from one week to the next, between Big Shanty 3 weeks ago, Jonquil 2 weeks ago, I took a weekend off from festivals last week, but obviously, you know, I'm back at it here today.
Well, people forget. I don't know. A lot of people don't, but Cobb County is just a great place
right.
to live. You've got great quality of life, because not only that, you've got tremendous citizens that live in this county. And one thing that I would say about Cobb County that I love the most, that's been a great witness to me through the years, Brian, is that people continue to serve. They continue.
Right.
They're not one and dones. It's not like they play for Kentucky and Calipari. They're not one and dones, right? They're people here are like, they've been doing this for years because they care about the community, they care about the kids, and then they continue to do everything that they're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what's funny is, and I've really learned, I think, more of that from these festivals. I think I kind of knew this, but as much as in the times we're in, everything is presented as a world so divided and all this stuff, but when you get people all in the same place, they're just good people that are out having a good time and they care about each other and the community they live in.
Well, you're talking about Ackworth and Kennesaw
right.
and West Cobb. And
right.
I think one of the things that I've loved most about this area is the churches are very involved here.
Right.
You know, and North Star and Freedom Church and Piedmont Church and all them, they're very involved, and we're welcomed. And we add to the quality of life. But everybody works together. It's at Jeremiah 29:7, where it says, seek the peace and prosperity of the city, for if it prospers, you too prosper. In other words, we want to have a great community, because the more of a great community, the more people live here, and the more people we get to share Christ with, they want to come to church. Everybody's bought into that philosophy.
Right, right. Well, we appreciate the time. As always, like I said, you've become a fixture here.
Oh, I do them all, man. Like I said, but hey, I get a break now, because, you know, these were back-to-back. You got the egg drop, the Northeast Cobb egg drop. Man, we just survived that sucker, man. I mean,
right.
you try to get, you know, I tell you what, if you stand still there, man, you end up in an Easter basket. And
right.
then, and then the Big Shanty Festival, which is, you know, that's the baby. That's
right.
There's not a greater hometown festival than Big Shanty. And And then this one, the smoke on the lake. And then now it's the busiest. Honestly, Brian, this is the busiest month of the year, May, because now you got all the year-end projects with school plus spring football. So May is the busiest month of the year for community projects if you know what's on the community calendar. Like, I know that this Friday night is NorCobb spring game. You got Sprayberry spring games. You got all these spring games, and we'll be feeding the team, working concession stands, and because that's where the people will be.
Right. Hey, by the way, by the time this airs, we'll be past it. But happy Mother's Day to your lovely wife, Libby, who's standing right here. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
All right. Marlon, thanks a bunch.
Can't do it without her, man. I'll tell you what. And, you know, what does it say? Behind every hero is a hero. She's a hero, man.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great note to end it on. Thanks. I'm going to wander down the way a little bit.
All right.
Marlon Longacre spending some time with us here. We're at the Smoke on the Lake Festival here in Acworth 2023. We're at the Kingsford tent here at the Smoke on the Lake Festival, and we're talking with Ken. I love the shirt. I love the signage. Smoking and joking.
Yeah, we enjoy it. Love second year here at the Smoke on the Lake. Great event.
Now, are you guys local, or did you come here from somewhere else?
No, we're local. The Clorox owns Kingsford, and the Clorox manufacturing headquarters is here in Atlanta.
You said it's your second year?
Second year. We came last year, and we did three events last year. Second year as a team.
You know, it's a funny thing. My next-door neighbor actually judges barbecue competitions, and that's a pretty serious deal here in this part of the country. Everybody's really into it.
It's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of people. You have 26 teams here, and this is just a local contest. You can have 300 teams at some of the big events.
One of the cool things I think that is unique about this community anyway is the sense of community, how much people, you know, all different walks, all this stuff. Everybody out here is having fun. Everybody has a smile on their face, and a lot of the craziness going on in the world, people kind of forget about for a day. And that, what a great thing. How refreshing is that?
Oh, that's awesome. It's nice to see people come back. We're not arguing about politics. We're not arguing about demographics. We're just here having fun and eating some meat and maybe drinking some beer.
You can't go wrong with any of those things. Ken, thanks for a couple minutes of time, and the judging is going on, so best of luck.
My pleasure. We'll see you next year.
We are having as much fun as human beings should be allowed to have. And the Dream Team comes your way next. You're listening to Cobb Life from the MDJ.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
The Yarab Shrine Circus is back in Marietta for its 80th year, bringing excitement and entertainment to the community. This long-standing tradition showcases thrilling performances and family-friendly acts that captivate audiences of all ages. In addition, Smyrna presents Food Truck Tuesdays, a delicious event where a variety of food trucks gather to offer a wide range of culinary delights. Perfect opportunity to explore different flavors and indulge in a unique dining experience. All of this brought to you by JRM Management.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, with a cooking tip. If you're planning on roasting meat or chicken or making a meatloaf, this is a great time to roast vegetables for your dinner as well. Cut up various vegetables like zucchini, squash, carrots, white, or sweet potatoes. Toss them with a little bit of olive oil and seasoning, whatever seasoning you like, and roast them on a sheet pan for about 15 to 20 minutes, the last 15 to 20 minutes of your cooking time, and enjoy them with your roasted meat dish for dinner.
This spring, we have been to a number of festivals here with the BG Ad Group, and today, no exception. We're at the Smoke on the Lake Festival here in Acworth. Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. Cobb Life is a presentation of the Marietta Daily Journal, and we're joined by what they call here in Acworth the Dream Team, where it comes to the real estate world. Jay White, the lone closer, Stephanie Cole. Soon you guys are going to unite on a larger scale. We'll get into that a little bit more in a little bit. But the bottom line here is that you can finance the home. You can sell them the home. You can sell their home for them. And you guys really kind of have all the bases covered here in Acworth in terms of real estate transactions.
Absolutely, absolutely. We call ourselves the Dream Team for that reason, because Stephanie grew up here. I've been here for over 16 years, and my office is downtown Acworth. So we just enjoy taking care of clients in and around Acworth, not just Acworth, but Cobb County, Paulding, Dallas area. We just take care of people everywhere around here.
This community is kind of a special place in a lot of respects. And what I'm getting at, and really see it all over Cobb when you go to these festivals, but I think in the times that we're in, a lot of times it's lost the value of kind of human connection, person to person, rather than just an email or just a text or whatever. Stephanie, I'll lead with you. You guys are fixtures in the community here, and a big belief and a big part of what you guys do is to go out and engage people, and these events are great for that.
What I like to say is we don't just sell homes to people, we sell people to communities. You know, fitting in the community is really important. Putting your kids in good school systems is important. And just finding, you know, things to do in the community that you live in.
Jay, you've long supported, and this year no exception. You know, you're a big sponsor of this event, and you guys' tents, or tents side by side, are right over here by ours at the Smoke on the Lake Festival. But can you talk a little bit about the value of the support of these types of events? And you've got obviously a very lofty position in the Acworth Business Association, too, which is a very unique one here in Cobb County.
Yeah, so obviously the internet has changed a lot of things, in my business especially. And a lot of people now think they can go online, hit a couple buttons, get a mortgage. That's what they're seeing.
Right.
That's what they see on TV every other day when they're watching the commercials. Well, the reality of it is these places that advertise that, while yes, technology can support some of those things, it's about the person behind the seat. It's not about the name of the company
right.
on the wall. And a lot of times I'll come back, and a lot of those folks will come back to me because they can't get them closed. And that's what I pride myself on. I have a 95% closing ratio. I don't tell somebody they can buy a house if they can't.
Right.
And these events like this, we're out here doing the sponsorship, supporting the community. I do it to support the community more than anything. But then people recognize me and they come back and they're just like, hey, can you help me do this? A lady today just walked up to me, asked if I do VA loans. I'm like, absolutely. I'm a veteran myself. I can do VA loans all day long. So it just being out in the community like this, connecting on a personal level, because a lot of these companies, like I said, they're sitting behind their desk in another state. And
right.
if they mess up the loan, they have no skin in the game. If I mess up a loan, I'm going to bump into you in the grocery store.
Right.
And that means a lot to me.
There's a lot of value, though, in trust, especially in the business that you're in. And I think it's a lot easier to build trust within a community when you get out and get to know people. And in other words, you're not just that person on the other end of an email address. You're not just that person that somebody sends a text to or calls an 800 number. They get to know you and who you are, and they see the other things you've accomplished in the community, and it automatically builds trust for them to want to do business with you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, we go from feeding teachers lunch, and then we see them out in the community, like Jay was saying. We see them at festivals like this, and the more they see you, the more they trust you, the more they know you, like you, and then, you know, you're their real estate person for life.
Jay, I'll start with you on this. Obviously, these are a little bit turbulent times in terms of the real estate industry, just because of what the market has been like. And the media coverage obviously doesn't help a whole lot at times, because media these days, sadly, tends toward the sensational a little bit more than just facts and let people sort things out for themselves. But the reality is that while we don't see interest rates right now where they were a year and a half ago, they have leveled off. They've actually come down a little bit. And when you put it in historical context, they're nowhere near the worst they've ever been.
That's 100% correct. And the media is there to get what? Clicks.
Right.
Right. They're here to put fear in your heart. Clickbait. I call it
right.
clickbait. I guess that's what it's called across is clickbait. And that's what they're here to get. They're here to get clickbait. They're here to scare you. They're here to make you think it's a terrible time for this, that, and the other. When the actuality is, mortgage rates are slightly higher than they were last year or 2 years ago. But, and Stephanie can speak this better than I can, you're not paying $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 over list price
right.
for a home that's not worth that. You're paying list price and in sometimes a little less, and sellers are actually paying concessions, and mortgage rates have eased up. They fell into the fives now. It's very affordable for people.
And real estate, like anything else, especially from an economic standpoint, does kind of go in cycles. I mean, you can look historically, there's up and there's down times. Everybody remembers the late 2000s, you know, the 06, 7, 8, really all the way up through 12. I bought my house at the end of 12, I paid less than half of what it's worth now because of the times that we were in. But the other thing people forget about is, look, if you're in the market to do a refi, there's no reason you can't do a refi. Use your equity, the things that you would do, and the rates go down a little bit. You could do another one and correct that rate in a couple of years. I'm living proof that this happens because I've done it.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, put your equity to work for yourself. So I did a thing the other day illustrating how a 5.25% interest rate can actually save someone money over 3.25% interest rate.
Right.
And what we did was I had a real life experience. A family came to me. They had over $100,000 in non-mortgage debt, non-auto, it's just consumer debt, credit cards,
right,
loans, things like that.
It's
and
easy
we
to
cash
do.
Flowed them $3,000 a month. We took them from 3.25% to 5.25% mortgage, took some of their equity, not all their equity. They still have 30% equity left in their house, paid off all that debt. They cash flowed $3,000 a month. They had 27 years left on that 3.25 mortgage. When they put the principal down, they paid the same payment to paying all their debt. They paid the house off in 8 years.
Wow.
They saved over $300,000 in interest.
Well, so that's a good example, though, of the expertise of knowing kind of how to play the numbers and how to shape the thing so it's most beneficial, not only for you, obviously, as a business person, but for the consumer as well. And that goes back to building that trust level that we were talking about. Full disclosure, I think Jay's done 4 refis for me. And that speaks to, when I left baseball, I had a bunch of non-mortgage related debt, and I had to fix it. And the reason I was able to fix it is standing right here. Let's talk a little bit about you guys individually. Now, you guys truly are a power couple here in Acworth, particularly where it comes to the real estate market and things like that, but you're also a couple, period. You guys are going to be married probably by the time we talk the next time. And I know where you met even because we worked together, and that's where I met Jay. So kind of a small world thing, but can you talk a little bit about, you know, how life's treating you guys right now? And I see you get to travel a lot. I see your pictures from Mexico and here and there and other places. Just talk a little bit about how life's treating you.
I mean, life is good now. We do have the wedding coming up middle of June, so, you know, it's countdown has started now. But I mean, with our business, it's doing so good. I mean, it gives us the time to travel and it gives us the opportunity to do things. I mean, the kids are grown now, so, you know, we get to be able to leave when we can and, you know, go out there and discover fun things. And it gives us a break from
right.
the market. You know, it's just a very demanding market. You know, there's a lot going on. Jay said, you know, interest rates are lowering, you know, but that doesn't mean people aren't buying still. We have
right.
a large increase in people buying, like, to rent. We have a lot of Airbnb.
Right.
We have a lot of things going on like that, and it's a good opportunity for people that already own to invest. Even young people can now invest because it's just that easy.
There are real benefits, too, in having the ability between realtor and lender to be able to communicate with whatever regularity. You guys have a real advantage in that area because obviously you're largely together 24/7 and you communicate all the time. And that can only be beneficial to somebody who's utilizing both parts of the services you guys offer.
I think it's an advantage to the standpoint of, like, Stephanie will write an offer on a home. And if I happen to be doing the loan for that client, it doesn't always happen that way, but if I am, we create strategies between the two of us that separate that client's offer from others. So there's a lot of advantage we do. Stephanie has that trust in me. We get the client fully approved up front. Then when she goes to make that offer, she can go in and do certain things that differentiates our buyer from
right.
an average buyer.
And that's just the built-in advantage of having a full line of communication all the time and kind of knowing how to play the process through so that it is beneficial to both the client and everybody involved. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time. We're at the Smoke on the Lake Festival here in Acworth. Jay, you've been a part of these for a long time. What do you think about moving it over here to Logan Farm Park as opposed to where, I guess, it kind of outgrew the previous location?
Yeah, I call it a smoke in the park now instead of smoke on the lake. But no, it outgrew the location for sure. There's more parking available. There's more space for more sponsors and more growth. And the North Cobb Rotary Club has done an amazing job, and they've grown this thing. I think this is the biggest turnout they've had last night that we've seen in the history of this event.
Well, that's cool. Hey, before we jump out here, I'm going to get both of you guys' perspective now as we wrap this up. And Stephanie, I'll start with you. As a realtor, if someone is in the market right now or considering being in the market to buy a home, what would the first step, aside from calling you, what would the first step for them be? One benefit of the technological age we're in is you can do a tremendous amount of research and get a feel for what's practical, what's logical, and what best fits.
I think it's up to me. I'd say find the location that you like. Like Jay says, we work locally from Bartow to Paulding to Cobb, you know, a Cherokee. Find where you like. Look at the demographics. Look at the crime statistics.
Schools.
The schools, you know. And even if you're looking to know it's not your forever home, schools are important because it's important for resale, you know. Just look at those things and decide where you want to live. Drive by the neighborhood of homes that you think you might like while you're searching out there on Google and then determine if it's where you want to live.
And Jay, for you, aside from calling you, if you were someone or if you were advising someone who here on this Saturday at the Smoke on the Lake Festival is thinking about, you know, despite whatever they've heard in the media, doing a refi or trying to buy themselves a house, what would the first step, aside from calling you, be?
I would tell them to kind of gather their facts. Look at, okay, how much debt do I have? You know, compare that out. There's a lot of mortgage calculators out there. So you could take, for example, let's say you have a $300,000 balance on your mortgage. You have $90,000 in consumer debt. Take that debt, punch it into a mortgage calculator at, say, 30 years and just be conservative and say 5.5%.
Right.
And see what that payment spits out to. Then compare it to what you pay on your mortgage and all those debts that you shell out each month. If there's a gap there of more than $500 a month, then we need to talk.
Right. Well, that's sound advice, and really appreciate you guys coming by. It's a little warm out here, but I guess it is the middle of May, Mother's Day weekend here at Smoke on the Lake. Jay White, Stephanie Cole, soon to be Stephanie White, thanks for coming over and spending some time with us here on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This is the Cobb Life edition that we do on Sundays. Thanks for coming over and spending some time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Hey.
All right. We sure have had fun here at Smoke on the Lake today. Stick around. Back to put a bow on it right after this.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. For more than 35 years, Atlanta has been tuning in to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. Every week, our financial experts answer your questions on personal finances, stocks, or the economy. The Money Talks hosts take an in-depth look at a variety of money and financial matters, including 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies. Tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial, airing Saturdays 10 a.m. on AM 920, The Answer.
Well, that'll wrap Cobb Life this week. We thank our guests and all of you for joining us, and we remind you to get community news daily on our Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Find out more and get great content at mdjonline.com. I'm Brian Giffen, and we'll talk to you soon.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Jinrei Zhang, video producer. All rights reserved.